This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Shadow Cats is a Central Texas organization dedicated to improving the lives of community cats through humane advocacy. And here to talk about community cats and humane advocacy and their organization, Shadow Cats, is Jackie and Sheila from Shadow Cats Online. You can find information about Shadow Cats at shadowcats.net. Guys, Jackie and Sheila, I appreciate you joining us here on Inside Austin today.
Pleasure.
What are, for those of us who don't really know, Shadow Cats advocates for community cats. What are community cats?
Community cats are cats within the community that are unowned, and they can be feral, they can be social, but they're essentially cats that don't have owners. They live all among us.
Shadow Cats, your organization, embraces the trap, neuter, return programs. Now, what exactly is a trap, neuter, return program? How does it work? Why is that better for the cats? Why is that better for the community?
Well, whether you like cats or not, we're the organization that's working very hard to reduce the number of free-roaming cats on the street. And the most humane way to effect that is through a program called Trap, Neuter, and Return. And essentially, we're taking in these cats that are community cats that have no home, no owners, getting them sterilized and vaccinated, and then returning them back to their environment. And this reduces the number of cats being born onto the street.
And as part of that, I guess you've got the One Life Fund, and that helps support those community cats. Can you talk about that fund a little bit? What is it? What does it do?
Everything that that Shadow Cats does within our own organization, well, that's one thing. But we also have a fund that is called the One Life Fund, and it assists Good Sam's and nonprofits, other nonprofits, for cats that they encounter, cats that are beyond our own scope of care. And we assist them with small pledges and supporting them with trap, neuter, and return costs. And we're essentially helping the community outside of Shadow Cats.
And Jackie and Sheila, is Shadow Cats your organization? Did you found it? How did it get started? What was the inspiration, and how long have you been at it?
Sheila founded this organization, so I'm going to let her take that one. We've been doing this since 1997, so we know what we're doing now. I'm going to let her tell you how it got started, because she's actually the founder.
Well, briefly, we used to see cats on the street, you know, places that other people didn't seem to see them. And so we got our name, Shadow Cats, because we saw the cats in the shadows. And we identified a problem, but we didn't really, back in 1997, we didn't really have a lot of resources to fall back on. So we developed, you know, just a few people that got together and saw a problem. We developed programs and protocols to try to figure out how to reduce the number of cats on the street and the unwanted kittens that we were seeing. And so that developed into, you know, our TNR program, which is a cornerstone of our organization. And since that time, and during our many encounters with community cats, we found a lot of injured and ill cats couldn't be returned back to their environment. And that's essentially how the sanctuary was born. And I'll let Jackie talk about that part.
So the sanctuary here in Round Rock, we've just moved to a new facility, which belongs to the cats. It's Shadow Cats facility, doesn't belong to any individual. Here we have 75 special needs cats. And when we say special needs, it's the one that got her nose cut off in a fan belt in a car. It's the type of cats that fall through the cracks. Every one of our cats is up for adoption, but, you know, if you want one that, can I say it, pees in your shoes, we've got them. And we also have feline leukemia, which we hope to one day be a feline leukemia facility. And feline leukemia is normally a death sentence in most veterinary offices and sanctuaries throughout the country. So as and when we have space, we take feline leukemia cats.
Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Jackie and Sheila with Shadow Cats. You can find out more information on the website at shadowcats.net. And guys, you mentioned it's a new sanctuary. I looked on the website. Is it like a house? Are there different, I don't want to call them cat boxes, that's not right, but maybe different pens out back? How many cats do you have at the sanctuary, and what kind of work gets done at the sanctuary? Are there medical procedures, or what happens at the sanctuary?
The sanctuary, we have 75 cats here, and yes, it is a house setting. There's an existing house, and then actually our volunteers built the new sanctuary at the back of the house. It's a cage-free environment. The cats are not in cages. They live just like they would in any other house. They're given care and every single day by our kitty nannies, which are our techs who look after every single one of our cats. They're our only paid staff. Everybody else at Shadow Cats is a volunteer.
We do medical procedures here, limited, of course. We work closely with Sam Bass Veterinary Wellness Clinic. And when we have more serious situations and we take our cats there, veterinarians visit our facility twice a week. And what we can do here at Sanctuary, you know, we do here. Our staff, you know, as a nonprofit, we're very frugal and very concerned about cost, and at the same time giving the cats the very best care that we possibly can. So anything that we can do for them veterinary-wise, we do here, and if we can't, we will take them to a veterinary facility.
Is it safe to say that the sanctuary provides these cats a place where they can, so to speak, age in place?
Absolutely. A lot of our cats are older, and they've been with us all their lives. This is their home. This is their home. It's peaceful. That's why it's called the sanctuary. They just live. They live very happily.
But we're very happy to say that we do adopt out our cats. All of our cats are available for adoption. The only thing that we insist on is that the home that they go to is better than the quality of life they have here. So our cats are available for adoption, but like Jackie said, it's a lot harder to adopt a 15-year-old cat that has behavioral issues than it is a cute, fluffy little kitten. So our cats do have issues, but they are available for adoption to the right person.
And you mentioned the sanctuary was new, and I saw on the website you were selling Forever Bricks. Is that still an option? Are you still selling Forever Bricks?
Yes, absolutely. That's an ongoing thing. We have a beautiful patio outside that we will fill our Forever Bricks over the coming years. So you can go on our website and order your brick. You can put it in memory of a cat. You can put it in memory of a person. Just write a quote. A lot of people have put wonderful quotes on there. It's a lovely, lovely patio at the front of our sanctuary. And it supports our mission.
Guys, if somebody's not quite ready to make the commitment to adopt a cat, are there other opportunities? I think I saw on the website there are sponsorship opportunities. You can sponsor a cat with Shadow Cats. Can you talk about the Sponsor a Cat program a little bit?
Yes, our Sponsor a Cat program, we started several years ago. Every organization has to have a backbone, a financial backbone, and the Sponsor a Cat is ours. We are so very grateful for all our sponsors. And you can, again, you can go on our website. You can sponsor any cat of the sanctuary. Some of our older ones, some of our new ones that we have that have got feline leukemia and have just joined us. But for $25 a month, you can sponsor one of our cats, and that goes towards their care. And as I say, we're so proud of our Sponsor a Cat, and that is a huge, huge backbone for Shadow Cat.
And a lot of the organizations I talk to these days, a lot of times they've got these new Amazon wish lists. It's my understanding Shadow Cats also has an Amazon wish list. What is on Shadow Cat's wish list through Amazon? What are you looking for? What do you need?
I think probably the number one need is always food, cat food. And that's the majority of items that are on our wish list is food.
And what about the calendar? Are there events coming up for Shadow Cats? I know a lot of events have probably been locked down because of the current pandemic and the situation we're in. What's on the Shadow Cats calendar? Is it I Live Here, I Give Here? Is it the Giving Tuesday coming up? Or what else do you have?
It is Amplify Austin. Sheila can enlarge on that. But this is so important to us. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We're working on it now. She can now fill you in on a few of it. But this is just an incredible thing that Austin does.
Like Becky was saying, this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we rely on it as do so many other nonprofits in the community. Amplify Austin is a period of giving that started on January 19th, and it culminates on March 4th, 6 p.m. to March 5th at 6 p.m., and it's on our website, or it will be this afternoon. a lot of information there. You can also follow us on Facebook, Shadow Cats Rescue. And it's a critical part of our mission. We have to pay for the work that we do here, and this is one of the ways that the community gives back to nonprofits across the area.
And are there other ways, if somebody's hearing this right now in the car and they don't want to wait that long to maybe help out, is there an opportunity to make a donation from the website, or do you accept volunteers as well? What are some of the ways that Central Texas can help Shadow Cats fulfill your mission?
You can go onto our website at any time and make a donation to the One Life Fund, for instance, or just the primary fund, which goes towards everything at the sanctuary. And, of course, Amplify Austin coming up with a chance to win extra prizes on Amplify Austin if we reach our goal. And as far as volunteers, to be honest, because of, you know, what's been happening with COVID, we hope to build up our volunteer base again towards the end of the year. But we're so very careful here that volunteers have not been part of us, unfortunately, for the last few weeks. But we hope to get back to that as vaccines, et cetera, become available.
And guys, as we start to run out of time, I'll give you the last word. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about today? What would you like to add to the conversation? I'll give you 30 seconds each.
Well, one thing that I did mention about Amplify Austin is that right now all the donations that are made to that campaign are doubled. So we have a matching offer in place. And like I said, whether or not you like cats or don't like cats, we're the organization for you, because we are working diligently to reduce the number of free roaming cats on the streets of Austin and Central Texas through programs like Trap, Neuter, and Return. And we hope you'll visit us at our website, www.shadowcats.net.
And I think I'd like to just say that I've been with Shadow Cats for over 13 years now, and the accomplishments of this organization are incredible. Run by volunteers, which we're now working on to change as we go forward. The future is very bright for Shadow Cats. We hope to have our own mobile TNR clinic in the near future. We're working on that. We're always working on our future plans. We're always working on the stability of this organization. It's just pretty fantastic. That's what I can say.
All right. That's Jackie and Sheila from Shadow Cats. You want more information, you can find it online, shadowcats.net. Guys, I appreciate you joining us and sharing your story with us here on Inside Austin.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.